From the stage of the Grand Opera House in Chicago, Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief Quartet. Don Voorhees and the Fire Chief Band. Graham McNamee. And Edwin the Fire Chief.
I'm the chief again. Tonight, the program, I promise, will be different. You wait to hear it now.
Chief, I passed your farm yesterday. Yeah. I was surprised to see the pig pen so close to your house.
Why?
That's very unhealthy, Chief.
Oh, I don't think so, Graham. You never saw any healthier pigs in your life, Graham, than I.
Well, I would have come in the house, Chief, but the dog chased me off the place.
Oh, you mean little Opium.
Why do you call your dog Opium,
Chief? Oh, well, I call him Opium, Graham, because I raised him from a puppy.
I saw a new...
What?
Chief, I saw a new cow on your plate.
Yeah?
Did she get much milk?
Well, I don't know yet, Graham. She's so ticklish, I haven't been able to milk her, you know.
Why weren't you home yesterday, Chief?
Oh, I came to town, Graham, specially, Graham. I came to town to take my watch charm to the dentist.
What are you talking about, Chief, a watch charm to a dentist?
Yes, I belong to the Elks Lodge, you know.
Yes?
And I found out that my elk tooth had diarrhea.
That's the craziest thing I've heard yet.
Why, Graham? Why do you think that's crazy? Why do you say it's crazy?
I just say it's crazy.
Well, the craziest thing in that happened, my goodness.
That's what I ever heard.
Well, there was a railroad porter at the dentist, and he asked the dentist to pull a tooth. You know what the dentist
said? What did he
say? The dentist said, which one do you want me to pull?
Yeah.
And the railroad porter said, lower six, please.
Chief, what kind of a dentist is that you go to?
Oh, he's a great dentist, Graham. Make no mistake, he's a great dentist. Well, I'll tell you how good he is. There was a very famous judge there. You know, a judge.
Yeah?
And the judge said to dentist...
What
he said, I want one tooth pulled, he said to the dentist. Then the judge said to him, he said, do you swear you'll pull the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth?
That's not me, Chief. What's the music?
Oh, you want music, Graham?
Yes.
Well, we're talking about pulling teeth, so we'll play the famous dentist song.
What is it?
The name of it is The Yanks Are Coming. His sister, you know, my aunt, is going to be married.
Well, Chief, his sister's marriage should make him very happy.
Oh, no, Graham. You know, she's such a beautiful girl. She really is.
Yeah?
Yes, and my uncle expected her to do so well. But she's going to marry a businessman, you know. And he feels terrible about it, Graham.
Well, can't she get out of it, Chief?
No, can't. No, he can and she can. It seems that the man that she's going to marry, Graham, is a professional. He's a professional tattooer. And he has designs on her, you see.
Chief, what's your uncle going to do about it?
Well, I don't know, Graham. He tried awfully hard to embarrass the man, you know. Mm-hmm. The other night he took the fellow out just to get him drunk.
Well, did your uncle get him drunk, Steve?
Oh, yes, sir. My uncle got the fellow so drunk, it took three men to put my uncle to bed.
Steve, you get sillier all the time. What? You're a riddle to me.
Gee, I'm glad you said riddle, Graham.
Why?
Oh, I love riddles. Here's one I bet you'll never answer either, Graham. Yeah. A little dog, now follow me closely.
I will.
A little dog was running down a street.
Yes.
There was nothing behind him and no one was chasing him.
Yes.
Why was the dog running fast?
Dog running fast? Yes. No one chasing him?
That's right.
I give up. Why was he running fast?
He was in a hurry.
That's the kind of I like, man.
That was one there.
Well, then I've got one that you won't
answer. Oh, I can answer anyone.
What has four legs and flies?
Oh, that's easy, Graham. My goodness.
Go ahead.
What has four legs and flies?
Exactly.
The horses I don't bet on, Yes, I know them all.
Well, here's one that'll stick your teeth.
Try it.
What has 18 legs and catches flies?
A baseball team.
Stand and drink the toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
And I put it out almost immediately, Graham.
You did?
Yes. I told the proprietor of the store. I said, did you notice how quick we got the fire out? I said, that's because we used fire chief gasoline. And it got me here so quick. That's why we put it out.
Well, chief.
And the man says, well, why rub it in? The man has to say to me. I don't know much
about it. Fire chief, fire engines have to be the fastest things on wheels all of the time.
I suppose so.
They can't afford to be slowed up by cold weather.
No,
why,
fine.
Even in the coldest day, Texaco Fire Chief gasoline is doing a man-sized job.
Isn't that terrific?
Flashing all types of emergency equipment from cold starts to top speed in seconds.
Unbelievable.
And remember, this faster gasoline costs no more.
Well, why do you know, Graham?
Huh?
The fire chief gasoline gets the engines to fire so quickly that storekeepers who are not doing business They're so mixed up, they don't know which way to burn.
Chief, maybe you're right. Yes. Maybe you're right. But here's something every motorist should know.
What's that?
Texaco Fire Chief gasoline was originally developed for emergency use under adverse conditions of starting and acceleration.
Think of that.
After months of experimental use, it was made available to the general public through all Texaco stations and dealers. Let your car benefit from the experience of men who have devoted a lifetime to perfecting motor performance.
Oh, I'm... What made you say performance, Gretchen? I saw a performance in a theater last night.
Yes?
Yeah, it was a musical comedy, Graham. Mm-hmm. And they advertised a chorus of 50.
Well, did they lie about a chorus of 50?
Oh, no, Graham. Most of them were. The home. It's the home of the hero, you know.
Yes.
It is a bungalow, Graham. Huh? It seems that the man who built it made a bungalow of it, and the hero still owes for it. And the home, you know, is in the suburbs. And the real estate man told the hero that the house was just 40 minutes from the city. But he didn't say which city, you know. But as the curtain rises, as I say, we see the hero. He's moving into his new home, and he has 53 pieces of luggage. A deck of cards and a corkscrew. Well, he is a very thin man, Graham, and he has big ears and he's not kneed. Think of one man like that. He's so thin, Graham, and his ears are so big, and he's so not kneed that he looks like a pair of scissors ready to cut something. So, he meets his next-door neighbor. She is a girl, 21 years old. Yes. She would have been 25, but she spent 4 years in jail, you see. Now, the girl, too, is awfully thin, Graham, just like the hero, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, the girl is so thin that if she wore a white dress and drank some tomato juice, she would look like a thermometer. Wait a minute, Graham. I'm only starting. Wait a minute. So, the heroine says, now that we're going to be neighbors, won't you come into my house and have a drink? And the hero says, I'm not drinking since last New Year's. I've been on the wagon. And she says, still? And he says, no, restless. Wait. So, she goes on. She says, where did you get that suit of clothes you're wearing? He says, well, you live in this neighborhood. Don't you know Bill, the local butcher? She says, yes. He says, well, he's a tailor now, and he made this suit of clothes for me. And the girl says, well, he's still a butcher. No! The hero says, are you married? And she says, no. She said, I was supposed to marry an architect, but he had other plans. No! The hero says, will you give me a kiss? Chief says, I've been eating onions. What do you think he says?
What's he say, Chief?
He says, then I'll kiss your little hand, madame. Play that, darling.
They get along like a pair of new shoes. They are on squeaking terms.
Girl,
they start talking about reincarnation. That's a very interesting subject, right?
Always.
Yeah, the hero says, I seem to remember you from way back in the Stone Age. You were once a chicken and I was an egg. And she says, that must have been in the cold storage.
Wait.
I'm only starting this one. He says, I also remember when you were a frankfurter and I was a hot dog. And she says, oh. She says, now you're going back to the sausage. Hey, Dan.
Go on, Chief.
No. He says, don't you believe me? And she says, well, I'll tell you. She says, I'm a sheep-headed daughter, and no one can pull the wool over my eyes. And the hero says, where is your father? And the girl says, he's in the house. Last Christmas Eve, he hung up his stomach and he had it filled with liquor. Well, as they enter, the father says, daughter, I misplaced my glasses. And the daughter says, well, that's strange, father. They ought to be just where you emptied them last night. So the hero is surprised to see that the father is even thinner than the girl or him. Don't you think?
Yes.
He can't get over how thin the father is. Why, Graham, the father is so thin, he has to stand up twice to cast a shadow.
That's thin.
In fact, he's so thin if he wears a double-breasted suit. He has to button the coat in the back, Graham. Think of that. So, he thanks to the hero. And he says, how is it I found you kissing my daughter? And the hero says, I don't know, unless you wear rubber heels. And the father said, well, if you'll marry my daughter, I'll give you this check for $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah. Mm. The boy takes the check, Graham. And he says, now that we're one family, there should be no secrets between us. And the father says, you're right, son-in-law. There should be no secrets between us. So I'll tell you the truth. That check I gave you is no good. Play that, Don.
Uh-huh.
He's preparing for his wedding, you know.
That's nice.
And he meets a friend. The hero says, I am to be married. How long do you think I should stay away on my honeymoon? And the friend says, I can't tell till I see the bride. Well, as they shake hands goodbye, the friend says, will I be the best man at your wedding?
The hero.
Well, the hero says, no, but you'll be as good as the rest of the bums. He says, wait a minute. The friend says, are you going to give up gambling? The hero says, what are you talking about? I don't gamble. And the friend says, you don't gamble? I heard you were caught in that hotel escapade in New York. The hero says, that's a lie. There is no hotel escapade in New York. The friend says, well, tell me, is your girl, is she wealthy? And you know what the hero says?
What
did
he say?
The hero says, well, when her father died, I can't tell it.
Go on.
Strangled? The friend says, is your friend, you know, the girlfriend,
yeah.
She will see.
Yeah. What's he say?
Well, the hero, I can't tell a Graham.
Go on, say.
Well, the hero says, I'll tell you how wealthy she is. Her father died and left her all his money, but she can't find his pants. Well, in the meantime, the girl is also preparing for the wedding. She's getting ready too, you know. Yes, she goes into a beauty parlor, and she says to the barber, can you fix my hair? And the barber says, oh, that's a sin. And she says, well, as a wise cracker, you're a joke. You're just a fake and a sham. And all I can say to you, barber, is poo-poo. What do you think the barber does?
What is juicy?
He orders her two shampoos. Well, the barber says if you're going to be married, you should have a permanent wave. Springs in the hair. Well, that afternoon, they get married. See? Right after that, they get married, and as they leave the church, Graham, they jump into a taxi. The chauffeur turns around and says, Mark,
Graham, how's that?
When the hero says to the chauffeur, hold.
It certainly must be cold up in the country.
Oh, yes, it is awful cold, Graham. Mm. It's so cold that my next-door neighbor had his appendix taken out, and it was chapped.
Well, see, that's cold.
Jesus.
His appendix was chapped. Well, Chief,
yes?
Winter is certainly one time of the year when Texaco Fire Chief gasoline proves its worth.
As if I didn't know it, Graham.
It never fails you.
No.
When you have Texaco Fire Chief gasoline in the tank of your car,
yes,
you can actually laugh at the most piercing of winter's blast. Tell that to your Uncle Steve.
Oh, I'll tell him, Graham. He might go out during a winter blast, you know. Because he told me personally he'll never go out again on a clear day.
Why not, Chief?
I don't know. My uncle said when he's in his car on a clear day that he can see the payments coming 3 months ahead, he says.
You know very well, as well as I do, there's no trouble ahead for the motorist who uses Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
Oh, well, I have to agree.
Fire Chief starts instantly.
Yes.
It keeps your car ready for quick action all the time.
Yes.
It's sure protection for battery and starter in freezing cold weather.
Is that so, Graham?
Yes,
well, Graham, if that Fire Chief gasoline offers such fine protection in cold weather, I ought to give some to the caterpillars up on my farm, Graham.
Caterpillars in winter, Chief?
Yes.
You mean worms.
No, that's what I'm getting at, Graham.
Worms.
No. I mean caterpillars. Those were not worms you saw on my farm.
They weren't.
No, those are caterpillars.
Oh.
But the depression hit them so hard, they had to hop their fur coats, Graham.
Very cold, very cold. Was was a daddy old son. Jerry Cole, long ago, let the music flow down.
We know she fought the foe till her trumpet blew.
Then Jericho, Jericho, fell the same as me.
Well, Chief.
Yes, Graham?
Chief, here's some letters to be answered.
Oh, I love the letters, Graham. I love those.
Let's get at them, shall we?
Yes, sure.
Well, here's one from Las Vegas, New Mexico.
I see.
Dear Chief, we hear that in Africa they have a ladybird that is only contented when she perches on a coconut.
Oh.
And the minute she leaves the coconut, she does all sorts of crazy things. If this is true, how do you account for that? Signed, Jungle Lover.
Dear Jungle Lover, is it true that there is a ladybird which is contented when it's perched on a coconut? And it's also true that she acts crazy when she's away from the coconut. The reason for this is, the way she's away, she's off her nut.
Oh, Chief.
I answered them all.
Chief,
yes?
Here's one from Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City?
Yes.
I'm playing there next week, Graham.
We'll be there.
I know.
Some way. Dear Chief, since radio was invented, there has been a new signal, SOS.
Oh, yes.
Some say it means save our ship. Others say it means send out supplies. Can you tell me just what is meant by the three letters SOS, signed alarm?
Dear alarm. I don't know what SOS means on the radio, but with my uncle, it means South over Sunday.
Oh, here's one.
Yes?
Here's one from Bakersfield, California.
They come from all over,
yes,
Graham.
Yes, they do. Dear Chief, I have a daughter 8 years of age, and she is forever biting her fingernails. We all try to help her,
yes,
but we do not succeed. Can you tell me a good thing for a little girl who bites her fingernails? Signed, Impatience.
Dear Impatience, the best thing for biting fingernails is sharp teeth.
That's that. Well, here's one from Bayshore, Long Island.
Oh, I used to live there, Graham.
Yes. Dear Chief, I hear that Sir Hubert Wilkins, the man who tried to use a submarine to go under the North Pole,
yes,
is going to make another attempt. He claims if he can get a map that will show him how far down he can go, that he will succeed.
Yes.
As you know, everything, why don't you help him?
Yes.
Signed, Old Salt.
Dear Old Salt, if he really wants the map to see how far down he can go, he ought to use a stock market chart.
Oh, Chief.
Yes?
Chief? Oh, here's our old friend. Here's one from Ben Burney, the old maestro.
No kidding.
Yep. Dear Chief, you have written a great many songs in your life,
yes,
and written a great many shows,
yes,
and you have sung a great many songs. Can you tell me if there was ever a song written about Mother Goose, sang the old maestro?
Dear Ben Burney, yowza, yowza, Benny. You're trying to stick me, but I won't let you do it, Ben. Some years ago, there was a song written about Mother Goose.
Mm-hmm.
The title of it was, Mama Goose, Where Papa Goose.
Texas Company presents Ed Wynn, the Fire Chief, supported by Don Voorhees, the Fire Chief Quartet, and Graham McNamee. Louis A. Whitney, speaking for the Texas Company, extends its invitation to tune in next Tuesday. Every week, new friends stop off at Texaco stations to tell us how much they have enjoyed the Fire Chief program. And they show their appreciation by trying Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. We don't mind telling you that this cements their friendship. Soon they learn that Texaco Motor Oil is a worthy companion to Texaco gasoline. Use these two in your car now, especially in this cold weather. They will give you relief from cold weather starting troubles that may be yours if you do not use a gasoline that starts as quickly as Fire Chief or an oil that flows as freely as Texaco Motor Oil. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. The entire Fire Chief presentation came to you from the stage of the Grand Opera House in Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Check your car during the colder weather storm. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.